一节四十一节，马太福音书第五章四十一节。
Matthew 5:41。
我们只看这一节的经文。马太福音第五章第四十一节是这样说：耶稣说，有人强逼你走一里路，你就同他走二里。
Matthew 5:41 And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain.
如果我们不懂得这节经文的背景啊，我们很难了解耶稣当年讲这句话什么意思。
If we don't understand the circumstances under which Jesus said these words, then it is hard for us to understand this passage.
当耶稣在世上的时候，犹太人呢已经被罗马帝国统治了。
When Jesus was on earth, at the time Romans had already conquered the Jewish land.
那个时候，罗马帝国控制了犹太人，把犹太人当作亡国奴来看待。
At the time, the Roman Empire they controlled the Jews.
那么犹太人有一个义务，就是当罗马人呢，罗马军队啊。在行军的时候，走路的时候，他可以随便叫一个犹太人来，来替我背那个行囊，背东西，一天走一里路。
Therefore, at the time, the Romans had this ruling that whoever they see a Jewish man on the street, they can get this person to carry the baggages and luggages, whatever they have, and walk 1 mile for each day.
如果你反对呢，他可以杀死你，可以判你死刑。
If anybody refuses to do that, he can be killed.
所以当年的犹太人呢，遇见了罗马兵丁呢，就最头痛的事情，想逃逃不掉，要替他做事又不甘愿，这是很痛苦的一件事情。
So at the time, the Jewish people, they dreaded the sight of a Roman soldier, because whenever they were caught, they did not want to fulfill this obligation, yet they had to do it.
所以主耶稣讲这句话，犹太人一听就懂。他说：“有人强逼你，这有人就是罗马人，罗马兵丁强逼你走一里路的时候呢，你就甘心乐意跟他走二里，他有一里走了两里好了。”
So here, when Jesus was talking about, and whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain, 2 miles, and the Jewish people understood that right away.
请记住啊，凡是主耶稣要我们做的事情。我们照办的时候呢，主一定负我们的责任。
Therefore, I'd like to call your attention right at this point that whenever Jesus requires us to do something, if we are willingly complying with that, then Jesus or God will help us to do that.
所以走二里路啊，就是说当耶稣答应你，他要你走二里路的时候呢，他就与你同行，有主同行，那个叫做二里路。
So when we're talking about the second mile, this is doing it to comply with God's requirement, and God is going to walk with us. The Lord is going to walk with us.
可以说一里路啊是个义务，尽义务。走到二里路呢，就是享权利了。
So we can say the first mile is an obligation, but the second mile is no longer obligation. It is an enjoyment, enjoying the privilege.
那么第一里路的时候是个消极的，哎呀，我不做不行了，消勉强的消极的。二里路就很积极了，完全不一样。
The first mile we can also say is very passive. In other words, we are fulfilling an obligation. It is passive. But the second mile it is very active. In other words, we're enjoying a privilege. We want to do it.
那一里路上呢，好像是忧忧愁愁的；二里路上是欢欢喜喜的。
We also say that the first mile we do it with grudges.With complaints, yet the second mile, we do it with joy.
在一里路上好像是个大的重担，到了二里路上呢，就变成一个享受。
We also describe the first mile as a burden, a load, yet the second mile is something that we enjoy.
最重要的是一里路上是一个人走，我们中文叫踽踽独行啊，一个人在走，很孤单寂寞。二里路上呢，有主同行了，就不会孤单寂寞了。
Of course, the most important point that we want to point out is the first mile, we're walking it by ourselves. It is a lonely way, yet the second mile, we're walking with God.
弟兄姊妹，我们读圣经不是单单读一些历史，也不是单单读一些主耶稣讲一些什么教训，我们要从神的话里面找到一个属灵的原则，来帮助我们行事为人能够讨天父的喜欢。
Dear brethren, when we are reading the Bible, we are not merely reading some historical facts, nor are we just trying to find out some teachings from Jesus. Rather, we are trying to find out some spiritual principles by which we could lead our lives and please God.
所以走二里路啊，就是一个属灵的原则，每一个基督徒都要去执行这个原则，走二里路，有个二里路的精神，才是真正解决问题的方法。
Therefore, today our topic, walking the second mile, it is a spiritual principle that each of us should grasp and try to carry that out in our daily lives.
今天我们每一个人呢，在我们生活中间，很可能会发现有不少的这个罗马兵丁。有不少罗马兵丁。
Today in our daily lives, we can probably find many Roman soldiers.
你懂得我的意思，就是所谓的罗马兵丁。什么叫罗马兵丁呢？就是压力、挑战，是种压力，是种挑战，是种不愉快的事情，是种十字架，是问题、重担，那个常常会碰到，就叫做罗马兵丁。
Of course, what we're talking about here, Roman soldiers, we're using that, as a metaphor. In other words,We are talking about some troubles, some burdens, some tribulations in our lives.
当我们遇见这些罗马兵丁，所谓的罗马兵丁的时候，你逃也逃不掉，他是非做不可的。但是做下去就很不喜欢做，只有一个方法，把带到二里路上去。耶稣与你同工，与你同行，与你同在，你的问题就解决了。
In our daily lives, we run into Roman soldiers, our problems that we cannot evade, we cannot escape from.And if we are able to walk that first mile and then walk that second mile, then we'll find that Jesus will be walking with us and we'll be walking it happily.
昨天下午我们在这开会。
Yesterday afternoon we had a meeting here.
这个我们在这外面的服务台上啊，我看到有几本的大的重的东西，什么就电话簿了，摆在那好几天都没人动它，太重了搬不动。
Outside there on the counter, we have some, phone directories. They are heavy, they are thick books.
我去摇一摇也搬不动，算了，我就心脏病算了，不要去搬它。
Nobody moved these books because they were big and thick, and I tried to move them, but they were too big, and I was concerned about my heart condition. I didn't, touch it either.
魏伯全弟兄，您来了没有？他自告奋勇，啪一抱，六本那么多，抱上走，走这条一里路啊，走过去了。
Our brother John Way, he came in and he carried all six directories, six volumes of them, and carried them upstairs.
我看他走楼梯啊，很吃力，因为很重，在走，一里路很重。
I noticed that he was walking that first mile, and we call that first mile, the portion that he was walking the steps, and they were very heavy.
我问他说，哎，是不是太重啊？
I said, is that very heavy?
他说不重。
He said, no.
你知道不要徒步啊？我要做爸爸嘞，要做爸爸了。他说要做爸爸。
He said, do you know that I'm going to be a new father?
我现在就操练操练，将来抱 baby 耶。
He said, I'm practicing.
我马上觉得他在走二里路了，他在走二里路了。
By the way, I realized that he was not walking the first mile, rather he was walking the second mile.
在基督路上那个实在是很重啊，他想的这就当着是我将来的儿子一样，我儿子一样，一点都不重，不觉得重，走二里路了。
Now, I thought he was walking the first mile because the phone book, six volumes of phone directories were very heavy. Yet he was actually walking the second mile because he was looking at these six volumes of phone directories as his new baby.
他说那句话，我要做爸爸那时候脸上那个得意的样子啊，而且真是不能形容的。
He was very happy when he told me about the good news, and I could tell from his expression that he was very proud.
我立刻觉得我从他的脸上啊，魏伯全脸看到我四十多年前我自己的脸。
In fact, I could reminisce and saw myself 40 years ago on his face.
我说魏伯全，你是敌人的爸爸，当然很高兴了。敌人，他头一个敌人的爸爸。
And I congratulated him and then told him that he was going to be father for the first time.
我已经做了八任的爸爸了，第八任。
I have already been father, eight times. Rather, I've been father to eight children.
我自己想，他在走二里路，我可能走到三里路、四里路去了。
And I was thinking maybe I'm already walking on the third mile or fourth mile.
今天的信息就是要借大家弟兄姊妹，我们彼此勉励，要把自己带到二里路去。
What we are talking about today is that we need to try to encourage ourselves and to walk that second mile.
在每一个人生活中间都有罗马兵丁。
Because in our lives, we all have Roman soldiers.
我再说的就是压力，我的各方面压力，有压力，有挑战，有重担，有麻烦。但是你要一个人走的时候，就是一里路。有耶稣与你同行，就是二里路。
Again, we are referring to Roman soldiers in our lives as actually the tribulations, the burdens, the pressures that we have. Rather than walking by ourselves, we ought to walk with the Lord.
我们中间很多青年、少年的弟兄姊妹。
We have many young people here today.
你们还在念书是不是
？You're still in school.
我们都经过念书的阶段。
We have all gone through that stage.
我只说念书者学校读书啊，在学校读书的阶段。
I'm really talking about going through schools.
可能你都在走第一路。
You're still walking on the first mile.
没有人在学校念书喜欢读书的。
No one likes to study in school.
我就是不爱念书的。
I didn't enjoy it either.
但是我 不在学校念书了，反而喜欢读书了，这奇妙的很。
But you know, when I left school, I began to love studying.
因为没有那个考试的压力。
Because there was no longer the pressure of exams.
我喜欢读什么就读什么，就读得很喜欢。
And I was able to pick whatever I like to study, I like to read.
但是你在读书的时候记住啊，你要走一里路，要把自己带到二里路去。
But when you're in school, you need to try to bring yourself into the second mile.
从前有一个做官的人，清朝有一官，他有四个儿子。
In the Qing Dynasty, there was a man who was a high official in the government, and he had four sons.
有一天他回来就说把四个儿子叫来了。我考你们一个问题，会被答复啊。
One day he asked the four sons to come before him, and he said, I'm going to give you a test.
他说读书好还是看戏好？读书好还是看戏，看电影好，看什么好？
He said, which do you think is better, to study or to go to a movie?
那个老四比小的那孩子马上说，爸爸，当然看戏好了啊，不读书好。
Probably not a movie, go to a play. Of course, one son said, it's better to go to a play.
爸爸说，你这个家伙没有出息，就懂得看戏不念书，骂他一顿。
Father scolded him, saying that, you only know about drama or play, that's no good.
这最小的挨骂了，那么就问老大，大哥，你怎么样？你说。
Then the father asked the elder son,
老大一想完了，老四已经挨骂了，说读看戏不好，那怎么办？那当然爸爸，当然读书好了，当然读书好。
The elder son right away said, oh, of course, studying is much better.
爸爸说，你这温馨之论，你是虚假，哪里喜欢你温馨之论，爸爸。
Father knew that he said that because he had already scolded the youngest son, so it wasn't really the truth from his heart, so again he was scolded.
好了。老大老四都挨骂了，一个说读书好也不行啊，看戏好也不行，那怎么办？问老二来了。
The elder son and the younger son, they were both scolded. Now it was the second son's turn.
老二想想怎么办呢？想想说，这样爸爸，他说书也要读了，戏也要看了。
The second son, then he answered and he said, well, I think both are necessary. You know, sometimes we have to study, work while we work, and play while we play.
这个爸爸说什么？你是滑头，小滑头，什么滑头？滑头怎么翻译？滑头就是很诡诈啊，两边都要顾到，两边面面俱到啊。
And right away, the father again scolded the second son, saying that you are so slick, you know, you try to be good on both sides.
糟糕了，现在老大、老二、老四都挨骂，像老三最聪明。
Now the first son, the second son, the fourth son, they've all been scolded. Now it was the third son's turn.
爸爸说：“老三，你说读书好还是看戏好？”
Father said, What's your answer?
这老三讲的最妙，他说爸爸，我想啊，读书就是看戏，看戏就是读书。
A third son said, Dad, you know, I think going to play a drama is learning, and to study, to learn, to me, is just the same as seeing a drama.
爸爸说你答对了，答对了100分，答对了。
Father right away said, yeah, you got 100% right.
他的意思就是说，我们读书的时候把它当着看戏一样，有趣味，培养趣味。但是看戏的时候呢，也从戏里面学到很多功课。看戏就是读书，读书就看戏，这实在是很有道理。
In other words, when we study, we ought to really treat that as, you know, seeing a drama, seeing a play, because it's something interesting. On the other hand, when we're seeing a play or a drama, we ought to be prepared to learn something from it as we were learning.
我想这位老三所讲的已经是把一里路带到二里路去了，已经到了二里路了。
So I think what the second, the first son answered was really going from the first mile to the second mile, and we're turning from an obligation to enjoyment.
圣经告诉我们说什么？多有智慧， 多有烦恼，加增知识，加增忧伤。
The Bible tells us that the more wisdom that we have, the more troubles we have in our minds. And in other words, when we have more knowledge, and then we become more disturbed.
那是不是说不要智慧，不要知识吗？
Does that mean that we should not seek wisdom, we should not seek knowledge?
当然不是。
Of course not.
你看主耶稣基督十二岁的时候在圣殿在读书了。
Jesus, when he was on earth, at the age of 12, he went into the temple.
他在圣殿里面坐着，一面听一面问，坐在拉比中间，他在求知，他在求学问。
The Bible says that Jesus, at the age of 12, he was sitting among the rabbis, and he was asking questions, and he was trying to learn more about the Bible.
玛利亚来了，说你为什么不回家了？你看我们都伤心来找你，不回家，你还在赖着做什么？在教堂里面不走啊？
And his mother Mary came and said, How come you're still here? We've been looking for you for days, and you're still here.
耶稣说，岂不知我应当以我父的事情为念吗？
And Jesus answered, said, Know ye not that I have my Father's business in mind?
我告诉你，这个就是走二里路了。
Let me tell you, this is walking the second mile.
如果你所学的知识智慧突然使自己自高自大，你还在这走一里路。
If the education, if the knowledge, the wisdom that you have merely make you a prouder, more conceited person, then you're walking the first mile.
但是你所得到的学问拿来服务上帝，你走在二里路上，以天父的事为念。天父的事什么事呢？他愿意万人得救，不愿一人沉沦。你能够使人得救，能够传福音救灵魂，你所有的学问都是好的，因为你有个最高崇高的目的是上帝的荣耀。
On the other hand, of the education, the knowledge, the wisdom that you have, you use that to serve God. And you have the king's business or the father's business in your mind. And what is the father's business? That is to preaching the gospel, to spread the gospel so that all may be saved. If you're using your talents in, to that end, and then you're walking the second mile.
我们就强调了第二里路就是有主同行。主与同在的时候，你整个人的生活标准提高了。你有个崇高的目标，容神一人成为你的生活真正的目标。
So our emphasis of the characteristics of walking the second mile is to be walking with God. And if we are walking with God, then we are glorifying God and benefiting, or edifying men.
我想多年前我讲过一个见证，我们中间许多弟兄姊妹可能还记得。
So years ago, I've given this testimony, and I believe some of you probably still remember.
在台北，我们教会有一个弟兄是个单身汉，后来，他做工作啊，找一个台湾的佣人叫夏女，帮他烧饭、洗衣服、看家。
In Taipei, in our church, there was a man who was a bachelor, and he had a maid helping to clean up, to do housekeeping, and to cook.
后来时间一长啊，这个主人跟仆人就发生感情了，两人都是青年人，都没有结婚。这种婚姻是非常健康的，因为他们婚姻没有阶级性啊，他们俩就恋爱就结婚了。
After some time, romance developed and they finally got married.
结婚之后，人家就问那些这个下女一天就变成太座，变太太了。人家说他到菜市场去买菜，那些下女在一起问他说：“哎，你现在是太太了，请问你的工作有什么不同呢？”
And after they got married, one day when the wife was in the marketplace shopping, someone else asked her, said, now that you have become the wife, what is the difference in your job?
因为他想一想，他说没什么分别的。从前我替我的主人烧饭、洗衣服、看家，现在我替我的丈夫还是烧饭、洗衣服、看家，没有两样。
And she said, well, there's really no difference. You know, it used to be that I wasdoing all that for my boss, you know, housekeeping and cooking and so on. And now I'm doing that for my husband. The work itself is no difference.
那些他那个朋友们问他说，哎，你再想想看还有什么不同，总有点不一样吧？你再讲有什么不一样没有？
And again, her friends asked, well, isn't there some difference at all?
他说有一点不一样，想想有什么不一样呢？从前有工钱，现在没有工钱。
And she's thought about it some more, and she said, yeah, I think there's some difference. You know, I used to do the same work that I'm doing now, but I used to get paid.
下女有工钱，太太没有工钱，这是很不公平啊。
The maid gets paid, yet the wife doesn't get paid.
为什么你还想想还有什么不一样没有呢？
And then she was pressured to, pressed to ask, to think about some more, is there any other difference?
嗯啊，她想，哎，这这有有有还有不同，很特别，很特别，什么特别？
Oh yeah, there's something else.
她从前我是她的佣人呢，替她洗衬衫，啊，就把那个龙头啊打开了，啊，拼命流了多少水都不管她，反正主人的钱，拼命洗衬衫，流流流很多水。现在不同了，给丈夫洗衬衫了，替她省钱了，这水流开一点点，又关了，开一点关了，开一点关了。
It used to be when I was the maid, I was a servant. When I was washing the shirts, I just turned the water on and let the water run. I didn't think about the water bill at all because it was my master or my boss money. But now, as a wife, I'm thinking about saving water. So I'm turning on and off and I'm conserving water.
这位太太，这位下女变成太太，她不知不觉，她活在一个爱的里面。就觉得做事情不是单单为了工钱了，为着爱来服侍，不要工钱，没有代价了，但是他享受最大的快乐。
So this young lady who from a maid to a wife, not knowingly she had turned into working for love and walking the second mile.
为工价而服务是走一里路，为爱而服务走二里路。
So to work for money is the first mile, to work for love.It's the second mile.
今天我们在侍奉主，我们不是求什么待遇，什么给我什么好待遇，我只要能够感恩图报，让主心满足，我们应当就有快乐，应当就是走二流让，应当就是有个最高的享受。
Today, as we are serving the Lord, we're not thinking about monetary rewards, and for that reason, we ought to be walking the second mile and enjoying in the service.
所以这叫做二里路，我们要学习走二里路。
So this is what we call the second mile.
还有的时候疾病，有了疾病是怎么办呢？把它带到二里路上，这个疾病就变成变相的祝福了。
So many times when we have illness, that's the first mile. Yet we need to learn how to turn that into the second mile. In other words, we begin to count that as a disguised blessing. In other words, it's a blessing in disguise.
那个使徒保罗身上有根刺，大概什么病不晓得，有根刺扎他。他三次求告主，主说我的恩典够你用，你不要求拔掉刺，我只要给你够多的恩典就好了。
Apostle Paul talked about the thorn that for which he had prayed for the removal of that for three times. Yet we know that Jesus or God did not remove that. Rather, God said to him, "My grace is sufficient for thee."
所以在一里路上是根刺，走到二里路上就有恩了，恩典了。我们说恩典是为赐预备的，赐也是为恩典预备的。
So on the first mile, Paul, Apostle Paul merely experienced the pain of a thorn. On the second mile, he experienced the grace. And therefore, we say that the thorn is prepared for the grace to be shown, and the grace is also prepared for the thorn.
所以我们还有一点很重要的就写在这里，就是道德在一路上到二路就变成福音了，这个很重要的真理。
First point here under the red cross that we have on the board, it says the morals or ethics on the second mile, it changed into, the gospel.
你晓得这个道德是个最大的压力，每一个人都面对这个压力。我们从小就被教导应当做好人做好事，但谁做到？没有人能做到。
We all know that moral ethics is a great pressure because ever since we, in childhood, we are taught to be good and so on, and we have the moral ethics standards upon us, yet we cannot do it.
我们古人有一个比喻很好，他说从善的、行善的，就像灯，行善如灯，登山呢，往上爬，行善如灯，行恶呢，如崩，好像水啊，从上崩溃了，哇，往下流，行善如灯，行恶如崩啊，这形容的最好没有。
Chinese saying that to do good is like climbing a mountain. It takes a lot of efforts. Yet to do evil is like the water flood and it goes downward and it's very easy.
每个人都是这样，做坏事都不必学的，吃喝嫖赌一看就会了，啊，都不要训练一下就怎么赌钱，看看就会了。这些坏事不必学就会，好事学一辈子还没学好。
So this is really human nature, that every bad thing we don't really need to learn.Everybody practically knows about it, yet the good things, you can spend a whole lifetime and yet not learning it.
所以这个道德是第一路，每个人走在一里路上就受道德压力太重太大，受不了啊，受不了。保罗说我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这个屈死的身体啊。
There Therefore, when we talk about the moral ethics standards, it is a pressure on us, and it is like walking the first mile. Yet, walking on the second mile, it becomes the work of the Holy Spirit. It is the carrying out of the gospel. And therefore, Paul has said, woe is unto me, who can help me to get out of this? For what I want to do, I cannot, and yet what I want not, I do.
Peter 翻译得太完全，我还没讲，他都翻出来了。主要的意思是什么呢？就是在义理路上的时候，那个道德的压力实在很大，没有人能够行，没有能够行善。保罗说，立志为善由得我，行出来由不得我。
And so the essence of this is the first mile, it is merely a pressure. It is the moral ethics standards upon me, yet I cannot do, just like Paul said. He said, I cannot do that I want.
所以我们要走到二里路去。
Therefore, we need to go on to the second mile.
二里路要经过个十字架。
And to come to the second mile, we must meet the cross.
遇见十字架就遇见耶稣了，因为主替我们死在十字架上。
When we meet the cross, we meet Jesus Christ, for Jesus was crucified on the cross for us.
主不但赦免我们不能行善、不能聚恶的罪。
Not only that our Lord forgive us the sin of not being able to do what we need to do and to not do what we should not.
主并且给我们一个新的生命，能够过个新的生活，能够行善，能够聚恶。
Our Lord also give us a new life, the new life that equip us to do that which we should do and not do that which we should not.
什么叫做福音呢?
What is the gospel?
英文叫做 good news, 那个 news, N-E-W-S, 就是东南西北。Good news 就是一个好消息能够全世界都通用东南西北放之四海而皆准到什么地方都能合用就是 good news
When we talk about the gospel, we talk about good news and we know the word news, N-E-W-S,It's got the, it's like an acronym that talk about north, east, west, and south. And that is, gospel can be placed and can be applied in every direction.
因此我们所讲的福音啊，不是单单西方的，也不是单单东方的，因为东南西北都在那个 good news. 是应该是放全世界都能适用，这才是真正的福音。因为全世界人都没有办法胜过道德的压力。都需要靠耶稣给我一个新的生命才能够过新的生活才能够行善才能够去恶
So the gospel we are talking about is not merely for the westerners not merely for the easterners rather it is for all mankind and therefore the gospel can be applied in every place and no one in this world can overcome the pressure of the ethics moral ethics yet with the help of the gospel we can
所以我们讲传福音传福音啊用圣经的观点来说呢就是带领人走二里路就这个意思
So when we talk about spreading the gospel from a biblical viewpoint we are really just leading someone to walk that second mile
那么还有一种最严重的呢就是我们写在这里面讲到理由我们走在第一路上讲理由讲理由越讲理由越不能信走到二里路上呢信心出来了信心取代理由的时候我们就得救了
Down here, we also put down the fourth place there, we talk about reasoning. In the first mile, we also tend to reason. And when we tend to reason, we can never be saved. Yet, when we meet the cross, we are in the second mile, we no longer rely on reasoning, rather we are relying on faith.
因为如果讲理由的话,实在不能信。讲理由的话,道成肉身,神跑来做人,这简直不可想象。神变来做人,就像人去做狗一样。这怎么可能呢神来做人这道成肉身这是太奇妙了啊！又死在石架上又流了血又死里复活这简直不可相信
When we talk about reasoning or rather in the first mile of our faith we cannot understand that because when we talk about God incarnated to man we cannot understand that how can God become man it is like for man to become a dog it is something impossible and yet when we have faith we can accept that
所以理由讲理由的时候就要明白明白道理但是信心呢就讲相信所以我们讲相信在先明白在后你走到二里路上了回头一看哦一里路上都不成理由那理由都不存在了我已经得到释放感谢主我真的相信主得救了
When we're talking about reasoning that demands understanding without understanding we cannot reason yet in the second mile we are talking about faithHaving the faith, we are able to understand. In other words, in Christianity, we talk about accepting first and then understanding.
所以这里面讲到，你看从二零路里面至少有这几些罗马兵，还有更多的，我说举重要的，你看道德到二零六变成福音了，工作变成享受了，还有理由变成信心了。
So here